This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
8:37 in the morning, you are listening to The Morning Run with Shazana, Shaoning and Philip. The Health Ministry unveiled a set of new guidelines to provide clarity on who should get a COVID-19 test, when to get tested, and who should pay for the test, dubbed as the National COVID-19 Testing Strategy, or NTS. This is part of the government's efforts to facilitate the safe reopening of Malaysia's social and economic life amid the pandemic.
Now, the NTS is available on the Health Ministry's website, so you can look it up and read through the rules. It basically encourages people to get self-tested before participating in certain events or activities. Now, for workplaces, the testing rules depend on whether it is classified as a low-risk workplace or a high-risk workplace. But are the guidelines provided enough to ensure a safe and secure society in the post-COVID landscape? And given the news that the Omicron variant has now been discovered in Malaysia, do we then need to update the NTS?
So for more on this, we have on the line with us Azrul Muhammad Khalib, the CEO of the Galen Centre for Health and Social Policy. Good morning, Azrul. Now, the NTS has finally been released. I think it's been a long time coming. Does it provide sufficient clarity on who should get a COVID-19 test and when to get tested?
So good morning, everyone. So there is an actual risk assessment framework released by the Ministry of Health, which, as you mentioned in your introduction just now, you can actually download from their COVID-19 website. And just in case, like many of us out there, you know, we are scratching our heads trying to decide or determine what our workplaces are categorized as, whether they're low or high risk. So there's actually a checklist there you can look at in terms of the risk factors, control measures, which include things like vaccination status, distancing in shared workspaces, looking at the ventilation system, whether you have a prepared and preparedness and response plan. So I urge all employers really to take a look at the guidelines and conduct their own assessments, including ourselves as individuals, employees, and so forth. Unfortunately, due to the emergence of the Omicron variant, I would strongly recommend that we all conduct testing and not decide so much on or dependent on the workplace itself. You know? So we should self-initiate that on a weekly basis. And it is a principle. The fact is, when we're dealing with infectious diseases, that knowing your status is a step towards successful control and treatment of the disease. So I would say that we don't need to, we definitely should use the guidelines that have been released recently, but we should also take responsibility ourselves to self-test.
Yeah, very true, Azrul. But I want to bring back the testing rules, you know, according to the NTS, because there are many aspects to what is determined as a low-risk workplace or a high-risk workplace. And it's actually the employers themselves, right, who have to determine what category they fall into using this checklist every 2 weeks.
Sure.
Do you think this process is workable? I mean, because it really works on an honor system, doesn't it?
It does. And that's the reality of the situation today. And we have to get our brains around this. You know, we cannot be dependent on the government to sort of enforce as well as to be the big brother watching over our shoulder. You know, in terms of dealing with this pandemic, it really goes back to us as individuals, employees and employers to be able to safeguard and protect our workspaces and to make sure it is as safe as possible.
Yeah, and I think, Azrul, you were saying just now that there are so many moving parts. And also the Health Minister, Khairi Jamaluddin, did say that NTS is a living document and will be updated as Malaysia's COVID-19 situation evolves. You know, given what we know about Omicron, how else do you think it should be amended then?
Well, honestly, the key principle here is really constant vigilance. You know, constant vigilance is paramount. And a lot of what we do today in our homes, workplaces, schools and public spaces determine how we progress in this pandemic. And the fact is that the situation is evolving pretty much every other month, you know, and with new variants that are emerging, we also have to be prepared to do that, to respond to those developments as well. And the fact of the matter is that what needs to be done, really, is to continue what we've been doing for almost 2 years, you know, which is probably, people are probably bored stiff already of hearing, you know, about wearing masks, ensuring good hand hygiene, maintaining physical distancing, distancing as best as possible and ensure good ventilation. And unfortunately, I can see that when I'm out there in public, I'm at restaurants, I'm in workplaces, I'm visiting offices and so forth, I see this a lot of complacency that's setting in, which is a danger to the situation, because with Omicron, we really have to up our game and to be constant vigilant and to remind each other and ourselves, you know, that we actually have to continue on doing what we've been doing so far, and to say that it's not over yet, you know. And we don't need necessarily the NTS to tell us that, but we definitely will see the NTS respond to the emergence of new variants, which will probably involve increasing the amount of surveillance that exists in these spaces.
Azrul, you're advocating for people to take initiative to self-test more regularly. I suppose, how receptive is the Malaysian public to that? And do you think there's actually enough outreach being done by authorities and other parties to get that message through? Because as you said, you were speaking about complacency as people go out and about now.
I think this is a WIP, a work in progress. And there definitely needs to be a lot of education. And bearing in mind the fact that the Malaysian population actually is struggling with a low health literacy in itself going into this pandemic, people still need to understand why it's necessary to be tested, to know their own status, and most importantly, to seek treatment when they need it. And the fact is, we're very fortunate that Malaysia is one of the few countries in the world that has been able to have quite a high coverage of vaccination and to ensure that a large amount of its population, especially those who are vulnerable, protected against COVID-19. But the fact is that people are still getting infected even though they've been vaccinated because there are breakthrough cases and also the emergence of these new variants. So it goes back to ourselves really needing to be educating ourselves as well as our families and communities so that we are able to cultivate that constant vigilance I was talking about, you know, about making sure that we're able to be protected against this disease as well as future variants. It really is going back to community involvement right now.
And speaking of the community, Azrul, I wanted to get your thoughts on whether there's still some kind of stigma for those who do contract COVID-19. I mean, we saw that early on in the pandemic where those who contracted COVID-19 were pretty much isolated by the rest for fear of getting infected. Is that stigma still present? And does that hamper efforts to get everyone tested regularly?
Unfortunately, there is a very large amount of stigma, and we've had acts of discrimination occur towards those who have been found positive. And even though they may not be symptomatic, but perhaps their status has been known, especially when you see them walking around those wristbands, you know, even when you quarantine, you can be discriminated upon. And the thing is, you know, we just came out from World AIDS Day on the 1st of December recently, and we've learned so much about how stigma and discrimination works within a public health concern, especially infectious disease, and how much of a factor it is detriment to not dealing with the disease itself, but actually the individuals who are affected by that disease. And stigma and discrimination can kill. And we've seen deteriorating counts of mental health, certainly people being more depressed, and also perhaps even in some extreme cases, even evicted or losing their jobs as a result of being infected. So this is something that should not happen, and we should be able to support each other. I think being kind to each other continues to be a key principle in this pandemic, and that we should realize that stigma and discrimination serves nobody, and certainly it doesn't prevent disease.
Azrul, I have a question on booster shots, and this is in part because we get some responses on our social media, and as you know, it's ongoing now, right? But there are those who question saying, why do I bother with the booster shot? Because it currently doesn't cover or provide protection against the Omicron variant. I mean, what do you want to tell to people who have such questions?
Well, this is like deciding to drive a car without insurance, and then we get into a crash. Suddenly you realize that you actually needed insurance. And the fact is that it is not really true, and it is premature to conclude that it doesn't provide protection against the Omicron variant. We are certainly better today than we were this time last year. Okay, and the vaccines that we have at the moment, based on current available evidence, continue to be highly effective against existing variants of COVID-19, including Omicron. So what's important is that everyone completes the vaccination jabs. And because Malaysia is so fortunate, you know, we are talking today compared to other countries about booster jabs. And if you are offered a chance to go for a booster jab, please go for your vaccination appointment for that jab. People who are elderly, immunocompromised, and in risk categories, such as living with comorbidities, such as chronic kidney disease, diabetes, and cardiovascular diseases, have been prioritized to go for booster jabs. So please do go for them. Because right now, what is protecting us or providing some measure of protection against not only just Omicron, but other variants out there, is the fact that you've been vaccinated. And if you have been vaccinated, even though you are infected, chances are you will not fall seriously ill and be forced to be hospitalized and perhaps suffer premature death. So we are learning new things about Omicron today. But one thing we know is that it is too early to also say for sure how severe the variant is. But we do know that it is at least twice more virulent compared to Delta. But that what we do know is that the vaccines at the moment we know are still highly effective against this variant of COVID-19.
Azrul, thanks as always for your comments. That was Azrul Muhammad Khalib, CEO of the Galen Center for Health and Social Policy, advocating for all of us, please take your insurance, get your booster jab. It is a form of insurance that you'd be grateful to get, really, I think.
Yeah, exactly right. And we it's early days of Omicron. We know very little about it. Data will be revealed in stages. But the point is to actually just have that immunity regardless.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.